I've had a Jason Aldean song, Try That in a Small Town. But I'm from a very, very, very small town, so I was interested in this story. One of the first lyrics of this song is like, hey, try carjacking an old lady at a red light, right? And I was like, a red light? What is this, Times Square? Legend has it they tried to install some red lights on the square in my hometown in the 80s, but that didn't take. Because, I kid you not, people kept shooting them out in the middle of the night. Now, I was like, Jason Aldean don't know what he's singing about, right? He's from Macon, Georgia. Have you heard of Macon, Georgia? Yeah, that means it's not a small town. The fact that you've heard of it, right? Shit might as well be Paris, dude. When I first saw the song, Try That in a Small Town, I thought it was going to be different. I thought it was going to be something like, you know, find a good pizza, a piece of pizza. Try that in a small town. Be a gay teenager. Try that in a small town. I thought it was going to be, you know. So I was kind of surprised, and it bothers me because, like, the whole song is about they're getting fired up about things that are never going to happen. Like, they're worried about, like, kind of like big city Antifa coming there to fuck shit up. And it's like, dude, they ain't coming here. They'd rather go to Somalia, man. They got better coffee there. Like, imagine Antifa having a meeting and they're like, yeah, we know all the media's eyes are on Portland and LA and the big cities and everything, but where we can really make the most impact with our message is Bucksnort, Tennessee. That's where we need to focus our efforts at. Bucksnort. It's just ridiculous. It pisses me off, too, because there's plenty of things that are being done in the small towns that they could be mad about, that you could be singing about, you know what I mean? Like, singing about them fucking shipping all the jobs away, shutting the hospital down, making you a staging ground for heroin and pill farm. Like, sing about that shit. But, you know, the villain of those songs wouldn't be Black Lives Matter protesters, it'd be rich white people and politicians, so just like that to sing about.
Welcome to the Nerdy Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
It's kind of weird how that works out, but we were talking that, of course, was Trey Crowder again, but we played him just a few weeks ago because I think he's funny,
mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden he's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Next week.
I do laugh when you talk about that small town thing because I remember when everyone was worried about, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, then I think it was like Granite Falls or something, Washington. They had people like out there like patrolling, and I'm like, nobody wants to fucking go to Granite Falls.
They had it in Covington patrolling.
Okay. Nobody wants to go there either.
I know. I know. And not anymore anyways, but not that I would call fucking Covington a small town anymore, but actually, growing up in Hobart, I wouldn't call Covington a small town anyways because we used to call that going to town.
Yes.
That's how small Hobart is. We would call that going to town.
Yeah.
Because they had a McDonald's and Maple Valley Hobart did not.
And that was the definition of going to town was McDonald's.
They had a McDonald's. They had a Ben Franklin. And my favorite in Covington, which is no longer there, was Johnny's. And we would go to Johnny's once a month for fried chicken. Because their fried chicken was way better than Safeway or Ralph's Thriftway at the time.
Yeah.
So.
Which is saying a lot. We used to go to Albertson's was our place for.
So that's where by your old house, right, in Renton?
Yep.
Yep. So that's where Tasha's mom would go all the time. And then
they still like my favorite fried chicken.
Something fucking
was
changed.
The Albertson's fried chicken.
The last like three times we got it there, it's been horrific.
Oh, it used to be the best.
But yeah, that's where you know, when we'd go over to their house for dinners and different things, that's where they would go. And I don't even think they've brought it up in a year because it hasn't been good.
And see, it was like, yeah, because it was like, I think $5 Mondays or something where you could go on Monday and just get like, you know, a family sized dinner for like $5 to $10. It was cheap as hell and so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So anyways, Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester will be on the show next Wednesday promoting their book Round Here and Over Yonder. A Front Porch Travel Guide by Two Progressive Hillbillies. I got a copy of it. They sent me on Tuesday. And
you got a copy of the book?
Their agent sent me one on Tuesday. So
bastard.
As of right now, I've only read a few excerpts. I'll take pictures. Assuming you have reading glasses, I can do it on the phone. I'll take pictures of some excerpts. So really what it is, right, they went on tour, a comedy tour. It kind of reminds me of, what is it, Tales from the Road or whatever that Gabriel Rutledge did?
Yeah.
But they basically pinpoint and stereotype every city. So, of course, I skipped everything, right? And it's all like you can go into the table of contents and look up, you know, the major city in your state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went straight to Seattle and sure shit, you know, it was stereotyped perfectly well. From all the coffee houses to Nirvana t-shirts to, you know, they sprinkled some Pearl Jam in there and Pike Place Market and I think depression and suicide and rain.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know.
So Seattle.
A little bit of everything. And then you finish, it's like a 2-page excerpt, and you turn the page, and then they have a Northwest bingo card. And it's like man pooping on sidewalk, pot shop, coffee house.
Yep.
Man screaming and fighting at invisible friend. Like,
I've seen that too.
Yeah. I think there was only like one or two things I'm like, huh, maybe I haven't been to the city in a while. Because I was like, I don't know that. But everything else, I was like, dude, this is one block walking in Seattle and you win. Like, you almost black out.
Yeah.
Fuck, I
told the story about the time that I was like, I was in White Center and there was literally a man on the corner. Like, I accidentally made eye contact with him while he was pooping.
Yeah. Well, we were just at the spot where my kids saw their first human poop in the street. We went to Nintendo Live a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And right there at the convention center downtown. And, yeah, it's fucking gross. It's filthy. The city is fucking filthy. And don't get me wrong. They have their nicety tourist attractions. You know, you living in Texas now. If you sent somebody to Seattle or somebody was telling you we're going to Seattle, you're like, okay, stay off of all these streets.
Yeah.
But check out Pike Place Market. Check out the pier because the piers are okay. A lot of construction, but not a whole lot of grossness yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, you check out the Space Needle. You can go down and look at the stadiums and then get the fuck out of Seattle and find 120 places more pretty, you know?
Oh, yeah. I had one of the guys up here said that he has family in Seattle and they were going to go up and visit, you know, but it's like not Seattle. But it's Washington. So everything's Seattle. Mm-hmm. He's like, where should we go? I'm like, Leavenworth.
Yeah.
He's like, where else? I'm like, Bellingham.
Yeah. So
he's like, we're in Seattle. Bellingham.
I've noticed Enumclaw's even getting quite a few homeless people. 5 a.m. in the morning, driving through Enumclaw, going into Buckley or wherever for work, Bonnie Lake, whatever. You go down and you turn on Cole Street off Griffin. Every business has a homeless person sleeping in the doorway. At 5 o'clock in the morning, every fucking business.
I could see it.
And I just went, really, Enumclaw? Like, I was shocked. You know, I thought that was one of those things. You know, try being homeless in a small town. We'll whoop your ass. Like, you know. I thought that'd be Enumclaw's motto.
But I think the difference in Enumclaw, though, they know their names.
Probably do.
They know the homeless people because there's like, yeah.
Speaking of Enumclaw, it warmed my little heart. A friend of mine posted about their boys' first middle school football game.
Yeah.
And she talked about, she goes, I didn't know this, but we were playing Tahoma Middle School's big rival, Enumclaw. And I went, now I know you haven't been here as long as I have, but that was our elementary school, middle school, and high school rival.
Yes.
And I'm glad that that has stuck through junior high, except it sucks. You leave junior high, and then you got to go play the fucking Kent schools. And, you know, you go to Enumclaw, yeah, and you get in a fight, and it's just fist. You go to the Kent schools and get in a fight, and somebody's getting shot.
Yeah.
So
that's like one of the things, like, with where I'm at, like, my Airbnb, I was trying to explain to someone what it was like from someone who was up there. And I'm like, this is like Renton, like the Highlands. Where I'm at is like where, you know, kind of like where my old house where it was. It's not really nice, but it's kind of nice. But if you go like three blocks down, it's the other side of the Highlands where you don't expect to be shot, but you know it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Yeah. You were like nice adjacent.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I'm nice adjacent, but if you go down like three blocks, you could be shot.
You were heading down Duval towards Coal Creek where it gets nice, but you weren't quite there yet.
No.
You know.
But we weren't on the other side, you know, where like the
crackhead safe where it was. You were still walking distance to Hazen, which is not nice.
Which is, I will say this, the group that I met and watched the Seahawks game with over the weekend, the guy who runs it, he's a Hazen graduate.
Oh, well, I'd have ran like hell. I wouldn't have let anybody know I was from Washington watching that fucking Seahawk game.
Oh, yeah. Almost everyone there was from Washington. By the end of the game, no one wanted to admit it.
Yeah. Not a fucking chance. Holy shit.
That first half was beautiful. The second half, I mean, they just...
I wouldn't say the first half was beautiful, but...
I mean, they were winning at the end of the first half.
They were winning, and you could see, like, hey, if they make this adjustment... things are going to go a lot more in our favor.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't.
And then they made some random adjustments that sucked.
Yeah. They didn't make an adjustment. You know,
no, they came back out. I mean, it's like,
I'm not sure why they came back out. Fuck. You're going to play like that. Just stay inside.
Yeah.
That was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it was
horrible. Mentioned earlier. Yeah. I don't think we've been on since I went. We went to Nintendo Live.
Yeah.
And it was the first time they ever did Nintendo Live. We won the raffle through Switch Live on the internet or whatever, like your Game Pass for the Switch.
Yeah.
And we got to go. And we got to play the unreleased, never-before-seen brand new Mario game coming out at the end of the year. Super Mario Wonderland.
How was it?
I'm fucking excited. It's you can play four player, and the gameplay reminds me a lot of Super Mario 2 for the NES.
Oh.
And then your maps and all that remind me of Super Mario 3.
Ooh, and is it on Switch?
It's on Switch. Yeah.
See, I'm gonna have to get a Switch then because I don't have one.
And I was impressed with it.
Yeah, because I never got a Switch because Benton had the Switch. So,
okay.
And the only reason I got a PS5 was because his was full, so I ended up getting my own.
There you go.
Which I have it here, but I haven't set it up. I was going to so I could play it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you'll be out of there soon to the next Airbnb until the house is closed on. And they had a bunch of other games set up. You know, they had some Zelda and some fucking Pokemon and Pimkin. I know Beej is a huge gamer. I had
He's
no clue what the
before.
Fuck it was. But I can also tell you how many people were at that booth. Fucking zero. And we were like, well, maybe we haven't heard of it because nobody, you know, nobody likes it. And then come to find out it's been out since GameCube.
Oh, yeah. Pikmin's been around for a long time. If you saw it, I mean, it's been around for a long time. It's one of those random, weird, like, niche games.
Okay. And then we played some Kirby, and it was cool. So every booth you went to would play a game. They gave you some type of prize, just or trinket, souvenir, that was tied into that game. Like, you'd get a pin, or you'd get... we played Lego 2K Drive, which, to be honest, was a fucking shitload of fun. Me and Toby played that.
What's that?
It's a racing game, and you build your cars out of Lego on the video game. And it was cool because you'd build your car, your ATV, your boat, and then the racetrack that you're on has regular, like, race car racetrack. And then as you round a corner, you go off a jump and you're in the water. And as you're in the water, your car Lego switches to a boat and hits the water. Now you're in your Lego boat and you're zooming through the track. And then all of a sudden you jump out of that and your car will your boat will switch to a four-wheeler or ATV or whatever. And now you're like in the desert. And yeah, we had a ton of fun. But when we finished playing that, they hand you one of the poly bags of Legos to go build your own race car at home.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was cool. And then they had a station set up where you could build your own Yoshi Lego. And it was all free. It was fantastic. And then probably the worst fucking thing that could happen happened. We were sitting there and they had, I don't know what you want to call it, because it wasn't all just old games, but they had these big screens and a couple switches set up, and they would call people out of the audience to come play each other. And the first, Bella gets called up to play four other people in Mario Kart. She fucking laps them. She smoked all of them.
That's awesome.
But while she was playing, the other screen, a guy was trying to get it set up for the next round or whatever. And we're looking, and I'm like, I said something to Tosh. I'm like, oh my God, they have Dr. Mario. I'm going to whoop your ass. And the MC heard me. And he's like, do I hear some trash talk between parents going on here? That's it. Next game, we're doing Dr. Mario, mom versus dad. And then they start talking to my kids. Who do you think will win? All my kids. Mom, mom, mom. I beat Tosh. We did best two out of three. I beat Tosh the first round. And then fucking lost the next two. In front of hundreds of people. Pissed me off.
See, that's why I won't, because I know Amber is amazing. The only game she is good at is Dr. Mario. And she will whoop my ass.
Me and Tosh have had, like, knockdown, drag-out fights, you know, playing Dr. Mario. Tosh will admit it, too. The Wii sticks had drift on them real bad.
Yeah.
And you'd press down, and the thing would go far right. And nobody completed the level, which is rare for us. Each round was lost by the bricks building up.
Yeah.
Because of the drift so bad, even on hers. But I think it was the second game. She had like four fucking things left. And it just kept fucking up on me. So she was close to beating me, but, you know, didn't. But yeah, I lost in front of everybody. I got to take the fucking L.
Yeah. Yikes.
And they had like...
Surprised one of your kids didn't film it so that you could like post it to TikTok.
I'm shocked they didn't too, to be honest with you.
I'm going to have to yell at Bella and Ray for that.
And the only thing I filmed, they had a... they had an orchestra that... It was called the Super Mario Brothers Big Band. And all they did was play theme songs from all the different Mario Brothers games. And
see, I got one of my coworkers laughed because my personal phone, my ringtone is Super Mario Brothers.
The one I recorded, I don't know if you ever remember playing Super Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
And the level where you jump on the penguin and ride him down, the whole level is you riding him down the ice chute. And they played that music, and on the screen they had that scene going from the game.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I recorded that. I was kind of far away. We were actually, me and Toby were standing in line to get the Lego Yoshi. But, and that's because Bella wanted to play. Me and Ray were sitting on. I'm sorry. Toby and Bella wanted to play Splatoon 3, and they stood in that line like an hour and a half to play it.
Wow.
There was 10,000 people there.
10,000?
Yeah. It was also tied in. So if you got PAX tickets, you got tickets to Nintendo Live automatically. Or if you just got Nintendo Live tickets, you were at Nintendo Live. Because PAX was the same weekend in the same building.
So, okay, that makes sense.
There was a ton of people there. I think they did 5,000 of the lottery tickets, the ones we got.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. It was as big, if not bigger, than Comic-Con.
That would have been cool.
And almost as nerdy, except all cosplay was Zelda or Mario. You'd see some, you know, Pokemon stuff and shit like that, but...
Yeah.
You know, they had a pop-up shop, and it was like exclusive clothes and backpacks and stuffies and shit. 4-hour wait in the line. The line started in the big lobby where Comic-Con starts, where they have normally they have the big ECCC lettering. That's where the line started because that's where the shop was. And then they took the line outside and it took the whole outside patio for the line. It was fucking nuts. And we looked, they had like a big poster that you could see all the different things they had for sale. And we're like, what the fuck's everybody in line for? Like, and maybe I'm just not in the know. You know, the only thing I could think of that might got people excited was a couple, like, unreleased rare amiibos.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know those were such a big thing anymore.
I think it's just, like, kind of like when you got the Pops, where all of a sudden, you know, people go get them there, and then because it's only, you can only get them there, they probably buy them for 20, 30 bucks there, and then they can turn around and sell them for 4 or 5.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So, I don't know, but... all in all, it was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time had by all, so.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I wasn't too sure it was going to be, but it was. It was a lot of fun. It was tough with 5 people, because when you stood in line to play a game, all the games were 4-player.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Oh, so you had to decide which one of you.
Yeah. There was a couple we rotated, because you only get like 15 minutes on each game.
Yeah.
And then they move you out. But no, it was fun. We had a good time.
We would always be Toby.
Huh? Always be Toby. Shit, he's the main reason Tosh applied for the tickets.
I know, that's why it'd always be Toby.
How was the trip down?
It was good. It was a long drive. I mean, obviously. I mean, it's like 2,300 miles.
Yeah.
I think we did. So, I mean, it was good. We went to Idaho the first day.
I saw you got all your races in, all your 5Ks.
I got 6 5Ks. I got Idaho, and we screwed. I was supposed to get Kansas, but I screwed up somewhere and didn't notice, like, when we started from Oklahoma, the map didn't go the way I thought it did. It went and dropped through New Mexico instead of Kansas. So I ended up getting New Mexico instead of Kansas, but I got Idaho.
You went from Oklahoma to New Mexico?
Oh, no, sorry. We were going into Oklahoma.
Okay.
So going from Denver to Oklahoma. We went through New Mexico. But, yeah, I got Idaho, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. So all 6 states I was able to stop and do a 5K. New Mexico, literally, I could have, like, thrown a rock over the border of New Mexico. We stopped at, like, it was a picnic, like, area on the side of the road. Yeah, a day use, like, picnic area where you could literally see the border. But I'm like, well, we're still in New Mexico. And they had some big-ass grasshoppers.
Nah. Did you barbecue them up?
No, I mean, one of them was stuck in the grill. I mean, he finally came out eventually, but.
You should have went to Four Corners. And just ran a circle around Four Corners.
I thought about it, but
could have got them all in one run.
Yeah, so it ended up working out. We got here, you know, left Friday, got here Monday. Amber dropped her off at the airport on my way to work on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
So.
And the new job, how's that treating you?
It's good. I mean, it's different. I mean, it's not what I, you know, I mean, it's what not what I have been doing. So, I mean, it's a new challenge to me. It's something new, something different. It's dealing with chemicals and in a company in a warehouse where before, you know, for the longest time, I just went to different places every day. So it's the same place every day, but I have an office, I have everything else, and it's different. It's warm down here, but it's been raining today, but it's like at torrential downpours
at 85 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Well, 80. It was 80, but it was a torrential downpour. Like the 6 feet it took from like walking out of the building to my car, I was soaked.
Yeah. No.
Then 20 minutes later, it was blue sky and sunny again.
No, I'm good. It was sunny all day, 73 degrees. Perfect.
Yeah.
You can keep that humidity and that heat and that, you know, it may rain here, but when it rains there, it rains.
It does.
It does.
It's like I couldn't drive in the right lane because it was just soaked. I mean, it was like standing water.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of flash flood type stuff down there, right? Like just that area in general.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they don't get it that often, but when they do, you're fucked.
Yeah, because it hasn't like rained here, I guess, for like two months.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, the missus will be happy.
She will be. Ugh. She will be. She'll be down here this weekend. So she leaves tomorrow and drives down. So then we get the new house.
Is she driving by herself?
No, she has a friend coming with her.
Okay.
But then this is some of the shit you can't make up. Her friend who's coming with her, they have to stop in Denver on the way so she can get her second series of rabies shots. Because on Wednesday or yesterday, she had a bat in her fucking house.
That bit her?
And so she had to get a... Huh?
Did the bat bite her?
It didn't bite her, though. That's what I was surprised about. It didn't bite. I'm like, so it bit her? And she's like, no. But apparently because the cat had got it, that... They had to have the cat had to have shots, and then because they were petting the cat or whatever, they had to too.
What?
I guess. I don't know. I'm like, okay. So apparently she has to have the second round on Saturday, so they had to find a hospital that's on the way that she can stop and get the second round of shots while they're on the way.
That's fucking weird.
So they're going to have to stop in Denver so she can get a second shot of rabies, a second rabies shot.
I'm Googling.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know what's going on. I'm just like, whatever, as long as you're still here on Sunday, I don't care.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, if it didn't bite her, why the fuck does she need the shots? I wouldn't have thought anything about it. I mean, cats have had a rabies shot.
Hold on here. No, not right now. I'm tired of this AI bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Every time I try to search, the AI is like, oh, were you looking for? No, I'm looking for exactly what I said to look for.
But any contact with saliva of an infected animal can lead to an infection if the person has an opening on the skin or saliva gets in their eyes, nose, or mouth. You cannot get rabies from blood, urine, or feces of a rabid animal, or from just touching or petting the animal.
So I think that's what they're worried about. I don't know.
Huh. Well, add another fucked up thing to my weird Google shit. Oh. I had to Google fucking A yesterday. Where is it at here? How do I look at my history? What the fuck's going on here? I had to Google the weirdest fucking thing yesterday. because it was weird. Was it? Nope. I'm sorry. It was Monday. Monday, I had the shits.
That's different than most days. How?
I shit 3-4 times a day, not 3-4 times an hour for a few hours straight. But yeah. Every time I shit, all I could taste was garlic. Yeah. I am sitting on the toilet pooping, and you would have thought, or I thought, I was eating garlic fries at T-Mobile Park.
That's definitely weird.
So I Googled, why do I taste garlic when pooping? It's a fucking thing.
This is, I swear to you, the next time you ever do comedy, I think you just need to get on stage and just read your fucking history. Read your search history. No explanations, nothing. Just,
Yeah. It's like liver disease and all this other shit will make you taste garlic while pooping. And after the third or fourth article, I'm like, I'm fucking done. Let me see if I can find it. Why? Well, yep, it pops up right away. Why do I taste garlic when I poop? Inflammatory bowel disease, stomach virus, irritable bowel syndrome, garlic taste and mouth symptom causes, you know, like all these fucking health line and like legit, I'm like, oh, so this isn't just me. Who would have fucking thought? I thought I was out of my mind and I had to shut it down because I'm like, I don't want to know if I got diseases yet.
I'm supposed to do comedy tonight. Just send me your history so I can just, I'm just going to read the list and it's going to probably be the best bit I've ever done.
I love Google because when you think you're alone, fucking Google it. And people have gone through it, and there's fucking shit there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you gave the perfect look that any human being on the fucking planet would give when somebody looked at him and said, why do I taste garlic when I poop?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then you Google it, and you're like, oh, I'm not alone. There's medical studies on this.
Doesn't mean it's right. Just means you're not alone.
Yeah, no, I never said right.
There's a lot of people that have done some fucked up things and asked some fucked up questions that...
Yeah.
They weren't alone, but they should have been.
I'm not doing anything. I had a question about my body. You know, what was it? 2 weeks ago when I sprained my testicle, I looked up, why does my right nut hurt?
Like I said, just send me your history. I'm gonna your search history, and I'm just gonna read it out loud.
And I'm always so specific too. Like, hey, it's not why do I have testicular pain? Why exactly does my right nut hurt? Like, not the left one. And there's studies on just the right nut.
Well, what's wrong with the left nut?
It's shaped like a football. I don't even show that one. And according to said picture, my left one is actually smaller than my right one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Matt has shown me the picture of his fucking nuts, just so you know. But I think we talked about that last week, so.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Last recording.
I had it sitting here. Yeah, Google's fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You find it's bad, right? They always say don't ever WebMD yourself because you're going to die of something soon.
Because you have cancer and you're dying in 5 minutes.
Yeah. But you're not alone.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. That's a good idea, though. I should really write that into a bit.
You should. I mean, it's just read off your history.
I thought about, there's that new place in Black Diamond called The Vault. And for about a month and a half now, I've been thinking about going in there and seeing if they wanted to do comedy. And what do I see today? Robert Cashmore posts he's got a show there. I was like, oh, somebody beat me to it.
They did? Should go kick their ass.
Yeah.
I wonder who it is. I wonder what, yeah.
I don't know. The only guy listed on the poster is Robert, so it makes me wonder if it's just him.
I mean, it could be. Maybe it's one of those things. It's a one-time shot, kind of.
Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I forgot I have a meet and greet.
A meet and greet?
Yeah, a virtual meet and greet tonight.
Oh, with who?
Coach Hazlitt.
Who's that?
The Sea Dragons coach.
Never heard of him.
You had season tickets last year.
I did. But now I got to figure out who I want to get tickets for down here. I mean, I get Houston tickets and then just like go, you know, root on the Sea Dragons, even if they're not there.
Well, if I don't, I haven't, there's not a schedule out yet, but who knows? Maybe they'll play in San Antonio. How far are you from there?
About 2.5 hours.
Okay. Might be a fun little weekend, though.
Could be.
If you get a Saturday game or something where you can drive down in the morning, go to the game, and not have to come back until the next morning.
Yeah, that's one thing me and Amber talked about is, like, being down here, we're only 5 hours from New Orleans.
Yeah.
So we've thought about, like, taking a weekend and just going to New Orleans for the weekend.
Yeah. The French.
Yeah.
It's like saying you want to go to Quebec.
I just want to go there to get some beads. I'm going to show them all my boobs.
Oh, I got to go in February. I mean, you can show your boobs anytime you want, but...
I mean, I can.
It's only going to be exciting in February.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just the French.
Yeah, you know. And they're used to hairy boobs.
But they have beignets. Mm. Real beignets. Now I'm hungry.
Now, I'm hungry too. I didn't get a chance to. I haven't gone to HEB to get food. So
go where?
HEB. It's the supermarket down here.
Ah.
It's called HEB. It's like, yeah, we don't have there's like Fred Meyer's Kroger down here.
Yeah.
And, like, the main, like, grocery store is HEB. It's, like, a Texas-specific.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere. So.
HEB, huh?
HEB. H. Yeah. Yeah. HEB.
Oh. H.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let's go to the old Google machine here. HGB. Because now I'm curious. HGB blood test is the first thing that pops up. Which is...
No, H as in H... E is in, like, Edward.
Oh, H-E-B, Heb.
Yes, Heb. Yes, Heb.
Heb. No store does more than your Heb, where you'll find savings on products you love.
Yep.
And then what pops up is grocery outlet.
They're kind of, it's like... Almost like grocery outlet prices, but with like almost everything they have is HEB product.
You know what HEB, like, stands for?
No.
Howard E. Butt.
Nice.
He's the founder.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
The Texas Tough HEB Ziploc bags.
He's the founder.
Okay.
Or he's the son of the store's founder. I just got to read this because it's poorly written.
Doesn't surprise me.
No, it's not. Here everything's better. Heb is an abbreviation for Howard E. Butt, the son of the store's founder, Florence Butt, who first opened a small grocery store in Kerrville. When the younger Butt expanded the business, it was renamed. When the younger Butt, come on.
That's awesome.
Younger when the younger Butt expanded. Oh, I don't even know why the fuck this made me think of this. You had, well, two boys you raised from, you had from birth on. When did you get Tyler? He was a little, when did you get Tyler?
He was like 5.
perfect. You may have gone through this. And if any one of your boys did it, it's probably fucking Tyler. So I think it was Tuesday night. Tuesday night, I think. Maybe Monday. Either way. Toby's going to bed, comes over, gives me a high five, says goodnight. Turns around and asks his mom to come tuck him in. Same routine that happens every fucking night.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the couch. Tosh gets up to go tuck him in. And all of a sudden I hear, "What the fuck did you do? What the fuck is going on? Are you fucking kidding me?" And I'm just sitting there like, and she pops out the door and she's like, "Do you know what your fucking son did?" And I'm like, "No, but it doesn't sound good." "He fucking pissed on the floor. He pulled his penis out and he pissed on the fucking floor." And I'm like, "What?" Like, I'm speaking, like, "What?" So the night before, he snuck out and got his tablet or whatever and stayed up late Sunday night. It was Monday that happened because it was Sunday night. Snuck out at like 1 o'clock in the morning, got his tablet, and was up to like 4, and he got in trouble for it. He thought he got in trouble for being up late, not for the sneaking around getting shit he's not supposed to have at that time of night.
Yeah.
And so the next night, he had to go to the bathroom and didn't want to get in trouble for being up late. So he climbed out of bed, dropped his pants in the middle of the floor, pissed all over his floor, threw a pile of clothes over the top of it, and went back to fucking bed. And so when Tosh went in to tuck him in, she like kicked the pile of clothes over to his hamper and stepped in his piss.
Yeah, I think it's in trouble.
Do you have anything similar?
No. No, they never did that. I mean, maybe piss in the bed, but that was just kind of they did it when they slept. But I mean, no. But
you, I mean, you gotta remember the right. Accidents are one thing, right?
Yeah, the rent house, we just walk off the back porch and piss.
What's funny is that day that Tosh caught that was later that night, but that day he walked in the door and his legs were like crossed as he's walking. And one of the girls was in the bathroom. And he went to go to the bathroom. Door was locked, of course. And comes back. He's like, "Dad, can I go outside and pee? Dad, can I go outside and pee?" "Yeah, bud. Like, if you got to go, this is the beauty about being a man." So he went outside and he peed. He comes back in. And I was like, "Oh, my God, dude." He's like, "What?" I'm like, "You peed all over your legs." And I was totally just trying to get the made you look thing, which worked.
Yeah.
Had no clue he whipped it out the night before and pissed all over his fucking floor. Tosh, after she gets everything cleaned up, she comes out and she's like, "Can you fucking believe it?" She's like, "You have a penis. Did you ever do anything like this?" I'm like, "I've been beyond drunk more than you could ever imagine. And I've pissed the bed." Like you said, accidents, you pass out in bed, totally different story. I've never stood up and went, "Yeah, fuck the bathroom," and peed on my floor.
I peed into a plant.
I did that once, too.
I peed into a plant because I didn't want to walk to the bathroom where someone was there, so I just pissed in the fucking plant.
Mine was at a pizza place, Frankie's Pizza in Maple Valley. They wouldn't let me use their public restroom, and I was like, "Fine, I'll just order my pizza." And so the counter came up to, like, mid-chest, and so I leaned on the counter while I was fucking ordering my pizza and pissed in their plant.
Nice.
Yeah. Fuck them. You know what that place is now?
No.
Imbibe.
Yeah.
That used to be Frankie's Pizza.
I'm surprised because Frankie seems to do pretty well in all the other places.
They moved.
Okay.
They moved up towards like that last little strip mall area before you get to Black Diamond.
Yeah.
That they moved up there.
Okay.
I think it was lower rent.
Probably.
So, yeah, no, they're still open and thriving or whatever, but.
Nice.
Yeah, they just moved. But or maybe they moved because they pissed in their plant. I don't know.
They might have. They couldn't get rid of the smell.
Maybe it kept reeking like asparagus and, you know, they couldn't figure out where it was coming from. So they were like, "Oh, fuck." So, yeah, I'm still speechless. Like, I don't even know how to comprehend that to have a rational conversation with him. Outside of don't ever whip your penis out and fucking pee on the floor again. Like,
I mean, it's
the thought process that goes behind it is unfathomable to me.
I mean, the thing that gets me is, I mean, I wouldn't pee on the floor and then cover it with something. I would have peed on the blankets and then pushed them off to the side, then be like, ooh, oops.
It made me wonder if he watched fucking, what is it, Daddy's or...
Yeah.
The Adam Sandler one. Whatever the fuck
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, oh, what is it?
Big Daddy.
Yeah,
Big Daddy?
What he's talking about. Big Daddy, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, yep, put shit over. We'll get to it later. Yeah.
Just why not?
Unfucking fast. What's funny is the next morning, I'm at a store for work, and the manager just offers a story. I didn't even say anything about mine, about her son went into his bedroom and was yelling at him for he's not supposed to drink in the bedroom. And he had a bottle of apple juice, and she put the lid back on it and said, put it in the fridge, you can drink it later. And he was like, Mom, I'm not going to drink that later. She's like, why not? You're not wasting it. Because I peed in that bottle. But that's conscious. Like, I don't even want to say I don't think I wouldn't do it, because I could see myself,
yeah, you would.
Especially back in the day where you're playing video games upstairs and you don't want to, you know, we're in my old bedroom when I was a kid. All that, you know, I could see myself possibly doing that, but it's contained.
But if you think about it, like, you know, for like you, like if your dad said, hey, go to bed, I don't want to fucking see you for the rest of the night. But then all of a sudden you have to pee and you don't want to get yelled at by your dad. I could see peeing in the bottle. Not whipping out peeing on the floor, because your dad would have beat the shit out of you.
Like I said, a bottle, right, makes sense. It's not condonable, especially at 9 years old, when the bathroom is literally across the hall.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But he's thinking he's going to get caught for being up late,
how
even
many
though
times
it wasn't the fact
that
he was stealing stuff.
Well, and how many times do you see stuff like that in the movies, right? Like long car rides, pee in the bottle, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's fathomable. Never once. Just whip it out and pee on the floor. You're good, buddy.
Yeah. I've tried peeing in the bottle. The hard part is you can't do it if you're the driver, because trying to get the right angle, I mean, I'm not big enough to, like, get the bottle, like, dangling down, so it just leaks out.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think is super funny, because I can picture it. Toby's not a just pull the front down. Right? For whatever reason, still to this day, 9 years old, he has to drop trowel completely. So, we got a kid standing in his bedroom, stark ass naked, just peeing on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking A, man. Fucking A.
They're special.
I still am speechless. Like, I don't get the thought process.
You had to pee, Dad. That's the thought process.
But not one time in talking sternly to him about sneaking his tablet did it ever come up, never leave your bed after 9 o'clock until you wake up at 7 o'clock the next morning.
Doesn't matter. Sometimes it's just what their brain registers.
Well, then he needs an eval.
I mean, he's your kid. He needs a lot of eval.
Because if that's what he's registering from, dude, don't wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and sneak your tablet out. We take it out of your bedroom at 9 for a reason.
Yeah.
What's funny is the kid can watch TV and fall asleep, no problem. You put that tablet in his hand and he never goes to sleep.
Because he can do stuff.
He's watching just YouTube videos.
Close to that. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to take a walk, go outside, you know, maybe sit in the grass for a little bit.
The fuck was that? Yeah. The fuck was that?
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, so, needless to say, we were all dumbfounded.
Yeah, they do things that are weird sometimes. I could see Tyler doing it, but he never, not that I know of. I don't know of that happening, but it's possible.
One of these days, we are going to set up some type of landline through all the fucking mixing board and shit so we can make phone calls when shit like this pops up and just call like a Tyler in this situation.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, dum-dum, did you piss on your floor when you were nine? You know?
Yeah. He probably did. I would not surprise me. But like I said, I mean, at that age, we would have been in the renting house.
Maybe I should Google it.
We just walk out the back porch and piss off the porch.
Yeah. And if he
Which is funny because you had to walk past the bathroom to go to the back porch, but we enjoy pissing off the porch. Mm-hmm. So.
And if he would have got up and just turned around and walked out the back porch and peed, the most that would have been said is, what are you doing? I gotta pee. All right, well, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
The whole house, we know we're boys. Like, go pee.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do. So. Well, week one football in the books.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
It
looked good to begin with. It all looked really good. It looked like I was going to fucking smoke you.
So, biggest blowout of the week, me versus
And then
you.
All of a sudden, like, every one of my players, like, every quarterback I had in every fucking league suddenly decided that this was the week that they weren't going to get any points. Uh-huh. Like Lamar Jackson on one of my leagues. I mean, it was just, I think I had Joe Burrows in our league. I mean, who fucking thought he would put up, like, what, 6 points?
Yeah. Who is Hoof Harded? Is that Chris Senior?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes, Possibly. It is. I just want to laugh because his boy's in first place after 1 week and Chris is second to last.
Yeah, and I'm last.
Are you?
Hey, my name fits. Cellar Dweller.
You're not last, you're eighth.
No, I'm not. I figured I'd be last with how fucking bad I did.
Whoever Brown Deuce Hurts is. Not sure who that is. Is that Rod?
Oh, sorry, I didn't. I had Josh Allen in our league, and he got 11 points.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm
and then D. London didn't get shit. Like fucking goose egg. He had one target in the entire game.
Let me see here. So
the only one who did good for me is Christian McCaffrey.
I was pissed because all the big guys you have on your team, not all of them, but the Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, London, are all guys that I have in my big money league. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, my big money league, going into Sunday night, I was down or I was winning by 0.25. And he had Saquon Barkley. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I knew I had Allen the next night. But fortunately, Saquon didn't do shit because of that 40-point blowout. But here's the real shitty thing about beating you. Is I have to praise the Dallas defense. Because I was down quite a bit.
Yeah, at first it looked like I was going to whoop you.
Going into that game. And then Dallas' D put up almost 40.
And yeah, because I was scheduled to have 111 points, and you were scheduled to have 102. And for the whole time up until that game, it looked like and if Dallas hadn't done what they did, I would have beat you.
Well, yeah. Even if Dallas would have got just barely over, like a 10-point, you know, instead of their almost 9 that was projected.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still beat me by, 10 points. So, because you also had Waller in that Sunday night game who did nothing. But don't talk about Drake London because I had T. Higgins who got a big whopping 0 with no targets. You know. Yeah, I put up a lot of Najee Harris with 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was quite interesting. Like all the people that were supposed to do good, like everybody, all the leagues that I was in, all my players just all ate a big giant bag of dicks.
Yeah, the fact that I got the third most points in the league is shocking.
Yeah.
But it's all, why does it seem like we play the first week every year?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be a random schedule. And it seems like we've been the first game every year.
It does. But, you know.
But at least you're not leading the league in transactions yet. As Chris Pickett basically dumped his entire team after week one.
He did. And he did not like any questions, like someone commenting on that. Because
I know.
He got all butt hurt.
Well, think of it this way, right? We talk once a week and razz each other a little bit about fantasy, right? When the season's on.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his boy doing it.
Oh, who's had a freaking great game. He's probably like, look what I did, Dad. Look how good I did.
Right? If I razz you, that's the hour and a half that we're doing the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You shut it off and you don't have to hear about it again until the following week. And hopefully by then you got a win and you don't hear about it ever. You got your boy who's with you 24 hours a day, like, you know. And then I'm sure they went to baseball and he was bragging to his buddies about being better than his dad. And,
oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, I'm sure that one stings a little bit. It's like that first time your kid beats you in anything, right? Checkers.
Yeah.
Basketball,
and you
whatever.
Have to kill him.
Yeah. It's the day you retire from whatever that competition is.
Yeah.
Where's the schedule at? Because I'm curious when they play.
Let's see. I play the kids this week.
Yeah. I'm just curious when they play. Let's see here. Ooh, week five. Week five and week 14 is when they'll be facing off against each other. So
we're going to have to definitely put a focus on that one.
That matchup might be better than just me and you going back and forth.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty fucking funny. I think it's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, it is.
Teaches you to bring your kid into a fantasy football league. You big dum-dums.
He's going to whoop him. Go, CJ.
You big dum-dums. All right. So, like we talked about next week, we'll be talking with Corey Ryan Forrester and Trey Crowder, helping them promote their new book. For those who don't know them, shame on you. For those that do, know they're stand-up comedians. Both rednecks with way-leaning liberal. If you guys have any questions or anything like that, like send us messages because I think that would be fun too. I'll start posting on social media probably starting tonight, just kind of promoting that show a little bit. Should be pretty fun.
Should be a blast.
I'm actually looking forward to it. So it's kind of cool just because they reach out to us. Right? We've done interviews and had great conversations with people, but it's always us reaching out to people. Now, why in the fuck they chose us, I don't know if they just went through a directory of podcasts that don't get more than 100 listens a week and went, we want them. Like I feel like we were selected how Rocky got selected to fight Apollo in the first fight. Like they just opened up a book of fighters and went, what's more American than the Italian Stallion? What's more American than the Italian Stallion? An American?
Whatever.
God. Oh.
Well, they didn't really want American. They wanted the American to beat somebody because Apollo was the American.
Yeah, but that was the whole thing. If you remember Rocky One, that was the line they use, and because they wanted, it was on the bicentennial. That's when the fight occurred. Right. Yeah. Was on the bicentennial. So, yeah. But anyways, it should be a lot of fun. If you guys have questions for those guys, shoot them over, you know, via all the fun stuff we have. Instagram, Facebook, blah, 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 blah. And we'll definitely throw those out. But I'm looking forward to it a lot. So,
yeah, it should be fun.
I've been watching Trey for a long time. And who knows? Maybe he can give a nudge, because the other one that's kind of tied in with that group, he doesn't tour them and stuff, I don't think, but I love Brett Terhune. And they've done some things with him, but Brett Terhune is funny as hell, too. And so, I don't know if you've ever seen him.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him.
He's the one who dresses, like, he does stand-up, too. Stand-up, he dresses normal, everything else, but he does his content on YouTube and whatnot. He dresses like a mega. He always has his mega hat on. And then he's got a Mike Pence t-shirt that's got like a moon and a cat in the background. And he talks real mean and angry like he's, you know, mega. But he's always using language that, you know. And then at the end, he tips his emotional support beer to whatever he's ranting about.
Nice.
And
I might have to look that one up.
He does that, and he ends with coughing like he's got corona.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's funny. Somebody I found during lockdowns and all that shit, you know. So, but anyways, yeah, that's next week. Be sure to check that out. Mike's picked right up in Houston or Texas area doing comedy. Did a show over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Got a show tonight.
Yep.
So
yeah, so I've been trying to get into the scene down here and get to know people. So
there you go. How far are you from Austin?
But I think Austin's like 3 hours.
Okay, because that's where the real comedy scene is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, down there.
So. Yeah, I've been seeing stuff from like Yola and stuff like that, so I got to get over there and see one of her shows.
Okay. I was in Issaquah yesterday for work, and we went to Las Margaritas. And as I'm walking out, do you know who that Ying Valine is or whatever her name is?
Yes.
She's got a poster. She's doing comedy at Las Margaritas. Right across the street from Las Margaritas is Stan's Barbecue. And they got mm-hmm. a poster on the window that Casey McClain's doing comedy there. And I'm like, what did Issaquah do to deserve all this?
I don't know. Yeah.
Does nobody
Bing's interesting.
Does nobody like to laugh in Issaquah?
No, apparently not.
Holy fuck.
Because I got Bing and Casey, so I mean, it's like, eh.
Dude, if I'd go down and book a show at Jack's, I'd be the Dave Chappelle of the fucking bunch.
You would be. You should.
Holy fuck.
They'd go to Bing and Casey and then be like, oh, let's go over here. Maybe this guy's actually funny.
Yeah. You book it all in the same night. I'm petty enough.
Yeah.
I just might. Fucking
you might.
Nick right now is just dying because him and Casey, they have like a grudge going on.
Oh, yeah. You know me and Casey don't get along either,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I know. And me, I just always thought he was a dick, so I never tried to get along with him, but.
Yeah.
He rubbed me wrong from get-go.
He did with me, and then it was because of Kevin, because Kevin asked me to give him another shot, and I gave him another shot, and then he was a freaking prick again.
Yeah.
So.
No.
Because the first time was when I tried to get him out of Enumclaw, and I'm like, hey, can you host? And he's like, I ain't a fucking host. I'm a headliner. I'm like, not for me now. You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I've never seen you do shit, so.
Send me an hour clip. That's what I'd do. Send me an hour clip.
I'm not going to watch it, but.
So, if you were brave enough to record an hour of you doing comedy, send it to me. Jesus Christ. Fucking people, man. Fucking people.
I'm so glad to be out of that scene. I'll be honest, like down here, the comedy is different. You would thrive down here.
Oh, why's that?
With your style.
Oh. What's my style? What's my style that's thriving?
Just the style that you're storytelling, just the way that you do comedy, making fun of people, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
You would thrive down here.
Yeah.
From what I've seen.
So far, anyways, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, you keep trying to entice me to come visit Texas? What the fuck?
Yeah. Blah. Come on down. It's nice and cool.
Yeah, fuck that. Call me when you got a foot of snow on the ground.
No.
It'd probably still be 80.
Probably.
Fucking gross. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next week with special guest.
Yeah.